When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to episode 62 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from The K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes. So if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So Shanice is going to give us a rundown of the hottest K news that's happened over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
Oh,
how bad's the tea?
Oh, it's not bad. It's not bad. I'm just preparing for this is what I call this news. It's the title is a musical rendition. So I was just warming up the throat.
I can't.
Actually, I was warming up the diaphragm because you shouldn't sing from your throat, guys. Anyway. Chen is a new dada, about to have another second baby. Oh, I snorted. Chen, EXO's Chen is becoming a father of two. If you didn't catch that. So on the 16th of November, Newsen reported that Chen's wife is currently expecting their second child. In response to this report, SM Entertainment confirmed that it's true that Chen's wife is pregnant. Chen announced his marriage in January 2020 and the couple welcomed their first child in April of that year. And Chen is currently serving in the military after enlisting in October 2020. So congratulations to Chen and his wife. And Chen's been busy during his military break.
Wait, that's what I was about to say. I was the math's not mathing, but it's not really my business. I'm happy for him.
Second baby.
Yeah, we're going to need to crunch those numbers afterwards, but love that for him and her.
Yeah, congratulations. He be getting it in. Anyway. BTS make history at American Music Awards 2021. So BTS won Artist of the Year, which is the biggest honor of the night at the 2021 American Music Awards, or the AMAs. The 2021 AMAs was taking place at the Microsoft Theatre in LA on the 21st of November. BTS attended the ceremony in person and won all three awards that they were nominated for, which was Favorite Pop Duo or Group, Favorite Pop Song for Butter, and Artist of the Year. For Artist of the Year, BTS was up against Drake, Ariana Grande, Olivia Rodrigo, Taylor Swift, and The Weeknd. BTS has become the first Asian act in history to win Artist of the Year at the AMAs, and this also marks BTS's third consecutive year winning Favorite Pop Duo or Group. So congratulations, amazing. BTS. But I'm not surprised. It's BTS at this point. They need to perform on the moon or something.
And like the first boy group on Mars.
To be honest, if that happened again, I still wouldn't be surprised. I'm like, yeah, duh, BTS.
What could they do to surprise at this point, to be honest? Because even like Namjoon for president wouldn't surprise me. Like if that genuinely happened.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
I wouldn't flinch.
I don't know if all this time they were really animals in human disguise. I don't know.
I was thinking like, oh, if they like done something crazy. She was like, if they're aliens.
I don't know, maybe. That would be shocking.
I can't. Would but it really?
No.
A little sus. Would it really?
I didn't say aliens, I said animals. So like their suits came off and then like they were just like birds and
birds.
Squirrels. Like, what?
I'm so done.
Jimin's a squirrel?
No, Jimin would be a dolphin.
But that wouldn't make sense. How can he perform on land? Okay, this is good. Okay.
Well, dolphins can actually, like, breathe outside of the water. That's why they come up to breathe and, like, they puff up the air. They can't breathe underwater.
Oh. See, I don't know about animals, so...
Look at me.
Okay, sorry, Shay Attenborough.
I know where the zoos are. Look at me.
Oh, wow. Okay, Google Maps. And last but not least, I've got this weird update from the whole Black Swan situation. So DR Music or Dr. Music Entertainment left a statement about the whole bullying thing, right? I'm just going to read through it quite quickly because, you know what, let me just read it and then I'll say what I'm going to say. So it says, hello, we are Dr. or DR Music? I don't know. I'm going to say Doctor. We are Dr. Music Entertainment. This is an official statement about the recent issues within the team. Black Swan is currently promoting their first single album and has begun to receive a lot of support and attention from the fans through this promotion. We sincerely thank Lumina, that's their fandom name, for this. Black Swan is a group that has just begun to attract attention as an idol and as a group that has various nationalities, including language and culture. Therefore, it is a team where various opinions and cultures inevitably coexist and respect and understanding are required more than other K-pop teams. Regarding the fact that the team's internal issues were distorted as if they were true due to others and to the spread of fans, all of the staff at Dr. Music Entertainment sincerely apologise to you. Sometimes when various people work together, various kinds of disagreements occur in the team. We call it constructive disputes. These constructive disputes between members to increase completeness should not be trapped in a provocative frame of bullying and promote discord within the team. We have had a lot of conversations with the members over the past few days, and both the company and the members admitted to the incident once again, made them realize the importance of each other. We also promised to ourselves once again that we should do our best till this album activity is over. Thank you very much for loving and supporting Black Swan. Fatu and Leah will also prove through activities that their friendship has not changed. LOL. Sorry. Lumia is one. It is not desirable to all of us to criticize each other. Also, if there's any kind of insult towards members, families, fans with racist words and actions, we sincerely ask you to stop. Among the existing K-pop teams, Black Swan is the only team with members from Latin America and Europe. And the whole process of forming a team itself is an experimental and challenging process for us. We also want to post the official statement as soon as possible, but it took a while to post it because we thought it was necessary to resolve the issue through discussion and understanding rather than the unconditional intervention. Because it is our attempt creating and managing a global team, we also acknowledge that we are not as good as we're supposed to be sometimes, and we will do our best to grow and manage the members in the future. We will also do our best to nourish Black Swan's growth, progress, and make sure that the team be loved to everyone. Even at this moment, the members are sweating. Oh, sorry. Even at this moment, the members are sweating hard in the practice room. That's really weird, but anyway, the members are sweating hard in the practice room, preparing their stages. This is one last thing we would like to mention. Lumia, please stop further debate. In particular, criticism of a particular nationality or race undermines the positive purpose we had when we created a global girl group. Thank you. Ciao. Anyway, as I was going to say, right. Okay, sorry if that was read really weirdly. It was written weirdly. This said a whole lot of everything and a whole lot of nothing at the same time. That's basically how I felt.
It was the point, like, where it's like, they're going to prove that their friendship's real. It sounds like someone's going to be held at gunpoint.
Do you know what? They basically said, yeah, stuff has happened, but this group is not breaking up. So, scratch that. Do you know what I mean? But I feel like, as well, there's certain things, for example, when Fatu was saying that Leah was acting a certain way towards her and towards her family when I was in Belgium or whatever. I feel like those situations were true. And I don't know if Fatou is going to get an apology. Well, she better get an apology. I feel like as well, as it was stated in here, that certain fans have been like stirring up drama when there isn't anything. But then what makes it worse is if Leah liked the tweet and unliked it, then she's adding fuel to that fire as well. Doesn't make sense. So I don't know. We just have to watch them. Hopefully over time they'll be okay. I doubt they're going to be friends. They'll just probably firm it and be co-workers and be like, okay. I can't see them being friends. But again, I don't know how deep it is. Me personally, especially if because obviously the whole family thing came from Fatou in it directly, so it's not like fans instigating that. If that did happen or whatever, like, don't play with my family, don't be acting shady, don't be trying to put out these false narratives about me. If you're putting out false narratives about me, we are not friends, but I'll work with you and we'll be cordial and we may have the odd kiki, but I will not be calling you my friend. That's the extreme.
I don't know, it's a bit weird, to be honest.
But yeah, basically Dr. Music were like, yeah, they're not breaking up, no one's leaving, so just scratch that, mind your business and stream the album. But anyway, good luck to Black Swan and them man there. But anyway, that's the end of Hot Topics. Hot topics. If there's any stories you want us to talk about, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You Attitude. Okay, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea, and everything in between. You can send that to our email, which is How You At. No, it's not. It's howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you could go to kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatchu. Or you can DM us if you're lazy. But anyway, Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is Taemin, Kai and Jimin have the best solos and are the best male dancers in K-pop. I'm assuming this person means like their solo projects and stuff.
Yeah, I can't speak. I understood. I don't know. I feel like they're the most popular internationally anyway. I don't know. I feel like I can't write other people off because I feel like there's a lot of hidden gems that don't get the shine that they should.
So at least from like our limited knowledge and exposure, I guess they're the big three.
Yeah.
That come to mind.
Yeah. I think Taemin is the king of this.
Let's not. Taemin eats Taemin, he licks the plate. Like he finishes everything.
He is the plate.
Doesn't waste. No, but they're good. I feel like we've had like a semi crossover, but I'd love to have like a full on project with those three.
Ooh,
we're not ready. We'd never be ready, but I want it.
I think the internet will break.
I don't mind.
I don't mind.
Yeah, and I guess they are like some of the top male dancers in K-pop.
Yeah, of course.
And I guess they have similar, I don't know Taemin as such, but they have similar backings in that I know that Kai and Jimin done ballet for a bit. So that's quite an interesting mix. But you can tell when you see them dance, they're so elegant and like pretty. I'm like, okay, cool. Yes, from our limited knowledge, I would say we agree with that unpopular opinion. This next person said, I think that all SM dating scandals are just PR stunts. Like, they never make sense, in my opinion, anyway.
I can see that.
Especially that Baekhyun one that you told me about. I was like, what?
Baekhyun and Taeyeon. Yeah, sometimes it don't make sense. I'm trying to think. Now that you said that, why can't I think of any SM dating scandals now?
So there's like, there was Crystal and Kai. That's another one.
I didn't believe that.
Me neither.
I just get like sibling vibes, cousin vibes.
like, it just never makes sense to me. I'm like, okay. And I feel like they're never taken that seriously, at least from what I've seen.
Mm.
People are just like, okay. Like, looking around. Who else?
Actually, there was the Kai and Jenny.
Yeah. Which I also didn't entirely believe that one. It just... I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't believe that one, really.
Who else? I'm sure there must be more EXO scandals.
I'm trying to think. But yeah, it does feel like sometimes when there's like a dating scandal. Not even that. Sometimes I feel like when SM might be going through something sticky, they use it as an opportunity to be like, oh, look, we're about to debut a group soon. Have a look. Look over here. Because like, I swear before, like, Red Velvet debuted, something was happening. I don't know what, really? But it was something. And that was ages ago, and I can't really remember, but I just remember, like, why are they trying to force Red Velvet? What's going on?
They're like, look over here.
look.
Like, it's always so random. Like, I feel as though when there's going to be at least, like, a dating scandal, using that example, there might be, like, these little hints that people are picking up. Kind of like why I sort of believe the Joy and Crush one.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there are little hints and they collabed and they were super friendly and this and that. And then it ended up with the announcement that they're together. But these other ones, it's like, look over here, they're together now. And I'm like, what?
Or maybe SM has learned. I do believe Joy and Crush, by the way. But if we're going to, you know, put our conspiracy hat on, maybe SM has learned that, you know, we need to drop hints. So they've been planning this just in case. And like, Joy, yeah, you and Crush are dating now. Huh? Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Yes. It's happening. Say yes.
But they've got a lot to play with because... Most of, not mature, like, they're not old, but EXO is a mature group, so if they need something else, they can just marry one of them off or do something like that. That could work.
I think it depends on what is something they want to cover. If it's something really big, then I think they may put one of their younger groups, when I say younger, maybe NCT. Like an older member of NCT with someone. But if it's, because I don't know if they can kind of, with EXO anyway, because they're not senior. That sounds like they're pensioners. But you know what I mean, in terms of groups, right?
They're mature.
They're respected. Mature, respected. Mature. And they've been in this. Like, can you imagine your boss coming up to you like, okay, you're dating this person? No, I'm not.
Why does that remind me of that Eric Nam meme? Like, if you pay me enough. Interesting. Yeah, I think other than the Joy one, there's never been an SM scandal that I've really...
believed.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's been like some Girls' Generation ones as well. I feel like there probably has.
I can't think of anything. Oh, that was, I think that's what happened. I think when Red Velvet was about to debut, I think they were going through the whole thing with Jessica or something to do with Jessica when she was doing her fashion brand thing. Her business, and then
getting too big.
Yeah, and then there's Red Velvet. But I could be wrong, but I think that's what it was.
Okay, so I guess like we somewhat agree with this. Like, they do seem a little bit sus, a little bit fishy. But if they were genuine relationships, we love that for you too.
Yeah, so, we love it.
We love that.
What do we know? We don't know y'all. So
we love love.
Okay, bro.
Oh my god. Okay, and then our last unpopular opinion is Teddy needs to step up his game. If Blackpink had better music, they would have been very big, well, bigger than they are by now.
I think it's down to taste. I think they are very big. how can I, because I agree and disagree. I feel like, do you know what it is as well? I feel like because I can speak for us that we've been in the game for a long time. So when you're used to something, I guess you're expecting something more from said person, and you want to see some sort of elevation. And it's not necessarily saying that the music that's being produced is bad, because it's not bad. It's just, I feel like because we've heard different variations of this, it's like if you've always had a sandwich for dinner. And okay, yeah, the filling's changing, but it's still a flipping sandwich. Can we get some roast potatoes or something? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not saying that the sandwich is bad. It's like, can we change it up? But then if the sandwich fills you and the sandwich is charting and the sandwich is breaking records, are you going to really, you might be too scared to change it. Like, especially for Blackpink. And I feel like for certain people might go to Blackpink for a certain sound or a certain feel. So maybe Teddy, or maybe even, you know, higher up than Teddy, there's that sort of expectation to still produce that feel, if that makes sense.
Exactly. And I think even though these groups are somewhat created with fans in mind and a target audience.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's still down to the purpose of why that company created the group, if that makes sense. Mm. Like, what they wanted that group to represent and the purpose of that group. Like, one group might be released to be like a really, to have a really soul vibe and to be in the R&B space. One might just be a pop group that they just wanted to get really big and for it to appeal to everyone. So if they feel like if they niche down too much, they might lose some of that audience. That might not be a risk that they want to take.
Mm.
And I don't think that Blackpink's music by any means is like bad quality.
Mm.
But I get what this person is saying in terms of when you put someone on a really high pedestal.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing with, I know we're not trying to start a fan war, but the same thing when people are like, oh my gosh, BTS's music got quote unquote bad or isn't as good as it used to be. But one, the music market has changed. So mm-hmm. viral songs are going to be way more quote unquote impactful than wanting them to experiment and try something new and this and that and the other. Not saying that they won't, but it's also taken into consideration that these institutes are businesses.
But that's the thing as well. You can also argue with the whole BTS thing, right? Because I feel like whether you like BTS's music like now or before,
mm-hmm.
you can say that they have changed up their style quite a lot. So you can, I feel like I hear the other side of the argument of, oh, I miss old BTS. But then it's like, if they just say they did the same consistent thing throughout the years, it's just like, oh, they're not evolving, they're not changing. So mm-hmm. I feel like either way, you can't win. And then as you said, you have to remember, all it comes down to is business. And if this makes money, then why am I going to change it? Like, if it's working, I'm not going to change it. There might be a slight change here and there to adapt to the market, but I'm not going to, like, change it drastically and lose money. Mm. And the whole buying power and the whole way that these companies make money is, I'm sorry, is to make fans feel like, oh, it's for the fans. And no, they're just trying to appeal to you because they're getting their money from you.
And I think this is like a good discussion because it's remembering to include that extra level that, yes, there's the artist that will have somewhat of a say, especially if you're in a position like BTS or Blackpink, but there's also huge companies and corporations behind them. Like, it isn't just the producer making the decision. It isn't just the CEO making the decision. There are people that have large shares in companies where the CEO that me and you know might not be the actual majority shareholder. And they're like, okay, these activities have been performing well, and to increase our bonuses for our shareholders or to expand or whatever, let's keep going with it. So it isn't always as simple as, oh my gosh, this person doesn't want to change up their style, or they're being boring or just doing what's easy. There are so many layers behind these things. But to some extent, I think Blackpink are in a position to maybe experiment a bit more.
Yeah.
And to do a bit more. I think it's more of a risky space if you're either very new or you've just peaked. But I think once you've had a consistent peak, you can sort of afford to take some of those risks.
I feel like it's because maybe it feels like, you know, Blackpink's music to some people feels a bit stale because they, compared to other groups, they haven't got that much music out.
Yeah, exactly.
And if the same kind of style is like kind of spread out over time, it's just like, yeah, we get it. What's next?
And it's difficult because like, it's weird because there'll be some groups and you're like, oh my gosh, like this is their sound, but they do so many different styles, but you can still recognize that it's them.
Yeah.
So it's like, do they keep doing what they're good at and what their vibe has been? They try and change it up and still make it consistent with their overall sound. Like, it's a sticky one. But yes, thank you for all of those unpopular opinions. If you have any unpopular opinions, dilemmas, or anything that you want us to answer here on the show, make sure to send them in. And today, we need to come up with a name for this. I don't know if it's going to be question time, because we're getting more question requests than games. But this person asked us, what two groups give us sibling energy and what two groups give us colleague energy?
So do they mean like two groups in the sense of like two separate groups that their members give off, like, oh, they're siblings, or like two groups, like, for example, let me give an example and then you tell me which one they mean, right? So example one would be, okay, I feel like, what's a good example? So I would say, for example, you could argue, let's say BTS, right? I won't say they give me sibling energy, but they give me like family vibes. Like there's a mom, there's a dad, the kids, right? So in a sense, family energy, right? Whereas, or example two, when you say two groups, it could be, so if we go back in the day, I would say 21 and Big Bang gave me sibling energy towards each other. Does that make sense?
Okay, so I think this person means just within each of those categories, so sibling and colleague, name two separate groups, not that they've interacted, but just examples. That give us, but yeah, that makes sense what you said. So yeah, who are your two groups that give you sibling energy?
It's like I forgot every single group.
Honestly, like don't put me on the spot. Okay, wait. B2B. Is that their name? They give me sibling energy.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my god.
What's another group? Can we think of a girl group that gives sibling energy? Maybe Mamamoo. Mamamoo gives me sibling energy.
And like, what's her name? Like Sola's like the big sister, like trying to keep them in check. Okay, and then two groups that give us colleague energy. I think to some extent, like I think they organically grew into a family, but for a while, EXO used to give me colleague energy.
Okay, like, I see it.
Because there was a lot of them and so much was happening for a while. It was just like, no, they're just like friendly colleagues. It's like colleagues by chance, lovers by choice. That sounds so wrong. But you get what I mean.
Yeah, I get you. Well, Black Swan. Too soon. No. I feel like if you asked me this a couple of weeks ago, I would have had an answer for you. I feel like I just can't remember groups. Colleague energy.
I would say NCT is a funny one. Like I wouldn't.
I feel like it's a mix with NCT.
It's like if there's like a category like who gives you family energy, it would be NCT.
I feel like. But we don't really see them that much, so I don't know if this is fair to say. I feel like Treasure might be like colleague energy.
Perhaps, but, like I haven't followed them that
but
much.
But I haven't really seen them that much. So,
but that makes sense because I feel like if your group was built for a variety show, you're either instantly going to have like family energy if you're traumatized enough together or colleague energy because it's like, I didn't have a choice in this and we'll just go.
Yeah, but so do all the other groups. They don't have a choice who their members are. It's like sometimes you'll be in a subgroup and then they're like, actually, Shay, we're going to pull you out of this group. You're going to join team A and now this team is going to debut. And it's just like, I don't know none of y'all. Like, of course, I've seen you in the cafeteria, but I don't know you.
I would say Icon gives like sibling / family energy as well.
Yeah. Why can't I think of any groups?
Colleagues.
This is really bad.
Should I just name random groups? Like Pentagon, 17, I would say that obviously they're not a group now, but IOI gave me colleague energy.
Trying to think of like newer groups, because I just think of older groups. Like I feel like Miss A was like colleague energy. I feel like maybe in Hyphen have colleague energy. I don't feel it for them, like family wise, but I could be wrong.
I haven't followed them that closely, but I'm not gonna say like, oh my gosh, like they seem like siblings, but they have like this weird connection. Not weird, maybe weird's the wrong word to use. But like when they dance together and they're freestyling, they will literally somehow all be doing like the same dance. That isn't, so they have like a deep bond, I feel like, but maybe as we see them grow, they might go more into sibling or family energy.
Super Junior.
Colleagues.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Especially now, I feel like they're over it. I don't want this to come across as a Super Junior slander, like.
Got seven, obviously, sibling.
Yeah, energy. Sibling.
Maybe we'll come back to this or like answer online, because I feel like
my brain is just like, my brain gone. Just feels like do 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 do.
Like my brain is just like elevator music. Do, do, do. But yeah, we'll come back to that one. You guys can also let us know if you have any suggestions for each of those categories, or even like the alternative that Shanice gave, like what two groups give you family or colleague type energy. Because I guess an OG one would be Big Bang and 21. I think Twice and GOT7 actually used to give me sibling energy. Like some of the interactions they had. But yes, okay, so now it's time for On the Radar. As we come to the end of the episode, this is a segment where me and Shanice will let you know if there's been anything we've been watching, listening to, or wanting to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
I really enjoyed seeing J-Hope vibe at Harry Styles' concert.
Yes.
He was just vibing. I just like when they're away from Korea sometimes, because it's just like, it screams freedom.
Well, so was it us talking about when we were like when they're in America, is the whole something in the air? It's just different.
It's different.
Yeah, they had a good old time. What's been called? Lizzo must have been happy meeting both her biases and dancing with them. You wish that was you, huh? Like, must be nice. But yeah. Anything else that you're looking forward to? Are you watching?
Do you know, actually, I wanted to rant, actually.
Go ahead.
This is turning into a read. I'm joking, it's not a read. So it actually breaks my heart to say this, but you know how CL's coming over to have like a pop-up show in London?
Was she?
Yeah, okay, so you didn't even know. So CL, she is coming over like in a couple of weeks, well, at the end of this month, basically. she's having a pop-up show in London, XOYO or something. I might have butchered the name. So I saw this, and then basically they were saying, okay, tickets are going to be released in the next couple of days. So like the first day was like O2 priority, then it was like Live Nation priority, then it was general sale. Now for the first two priority sellings, right, I was busy, so I couldn't get my ticket on. But I was like, you know what, general sale, I'm going to get tickets. I've never failed to get tickets. I always get what I want. I'm Shanice. So I had my site assigned in. I signed in Ticketmaster, made sure my billing information was up to date, signed into the app as well. I was ready, and I was talking to my friend because she was ready, but she was at work, whatever. So I was getting ready to buy my tickets. 10 o'clock comes. Shay, there are no tickets. There are no tickets.
Why?
I am so upset. Because, yeah, I'm upset. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to diss anyone that got tickets, but low-key, I am, yeah. See, like, 21 was, like, one of the first groups I ever stand, right? And I never got to see them live. Like, never. Even when I came over here, like, ages ago, like, in the early days, for one time, I didn't get to see them. And I was like, okay, this is my chance to see. Like, Sia was my bias in 21. Like, this is my time. Like, her new album was popping. So I was like, I know all her new stuff. She may, like, you know, surprise you with a little negative jalaga. You never know. You never know. She might give us some nana pangiji bay. You never know. Some membung. You never know. I was ready. And I was like, this is a cute little price. It didn't break the bank. I think it was something like £16. Maybe add a little £3 for booking. You never know. And I didn't get it. So I'm upset. So if there's like any newbies that just bought it because you think, I don't know, there's like a rumor going around like, oh, maybe like DPR, like Christian might pop up, whatever. If you just bought it for that, I'm not your friend because you've crushed my dreams. I don't know if she's ever going to come back over here because this is actually like, I feel like it was one of those spur of the moment things. She's like, why not? Because you didn't even know about it, did you, Shay?
No. But that's just me. I really don't catch wind of a lot of things.
But what I'm saying is it was announced and literally a couple of days later, tickets were released. And then her show is soon. Like her show's like the 29th or the 30th or something like that. It's very, 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 very soon.
So I'm hook Shanice up.
I'm upset.
Well, hook both of us up. I'll go too. If anyone wants to send us, send us. Because she doesn't come here all the time, so that's a big
She game. Doesn't come here at all.
Yeah, it's a bit sad.
So I'm upset. That's my rant over.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing, because this is a safe space. So. thank you guys so much.
What's on your radar?
Oh, I was like, okay, we're done.
You got so wrapped up in my rant.
My radar. Oh, what has been on my radar? I was considering briefly watching that new, I think it's a K-drama, the one with like the scary demon things.
What, Hellbound?
I think that's what it's called. Probably won't do that because my sleeping pattern's bad enough already. I think that's all that's been on my radar. I need to finish the drama that I've been watching for like 2 months.
Yeah, I need to finish My Name. I need to finish it. I haven't finished it yet.
Oh my gosh, you haven't finished it?
No.
We'll check in next week, guys.
Do you know what it is? It's because I've passed episode 2, guys. It's not like one of those things where I watch episode 1 and then like I disappear and no, I'm like on like episode 6 or something like that. So I've got like 2 episodes left or something like that. But I don't know, like sometimes the blood and the fighting's like scary. No, it's not.
It's too much.
It's actually not. But I don't know. I feel like sometimes when, I don't know, someone kicks someone in the head or someone gets stabbed or whatever, I feel like I can feel it. And so it's a bit much. So I need to step away. And sometimes I get too invested and I get angry. And I'm like, oh, I just want to know who killed your dad. Just tell me now. So that's why. Yeah. But I'm very interested to finish.
Okay, well, check in next week. I'll see if you finish that. And then my one that I was watching is, I think it's called Lovers of the Red Sky. Don't quote me. I think it's finished, so I might try and catch up on that. Yes, and what else has been on my radar? That one TikTok sound of Mark being like, who's my opa? Yuta. It was like, Yuta, opa.
I don't think I've heard this sound.
How have you not heard it? I haven't been able to escape it.
I'm not really, like, the thing is with my For You page, the odd K-pop thing pops up, but it's not mainly K-pop.
Oh my god. Yeah, so, I have a mix, but that sound in particular has been persistent.
Well, the only sound that's been persistent on my For You page, it's not enough to do K-pop, it's If I Take You Home to My Family. Okay. Yeah.
Do you know what to say?
If I take you home to my granny.
But apparently, like, some people are like, oh, no, you guys are just trolling. You're just sharing the quote-unquote bad part. But I don't even think it's bad.
I don't think it's that bad.
It's not bad.
I think it's cute.
Exactly. Love that for them. Yes.
I love the like the dances that people are making up to it. It's just funny because they're actually taking the piss. But I love black people. Oh my gosh. I love black people.
I'm so done. She's like, I really love my people.
I love them. No hate or shade to anyone else. Like, y'all do your thing. But sometimes I just, we're so great. And like, big up Big up the Somalis as well. I love them. Like, they're so funny. Like, they're so funny.
Why does this feel like when, what's her name? Camilla called Joan. She's like, we did it. We did it. I love this self-love. Me too. Stan us. Buy a light stick. We'll release photocards soon.
When you said a light stick, I just pictured like some sort of light stick with a fist on it.
Well, that's all we have time
for. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to How You At You.
Yes, and remember that you guys can send us any of your unpopular opinions, stories, dilemmas, or requests to howyouat@gmail.com. Leave them anonymously on Shanice's website, which is kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou, or just drop them to us on socials.
Yes, I've been Shanice from Kpopbox. You can follow me at kpopbox_ on Twitter, TikTok, all that good stuff. You'll find me, it's all right.
Yes, and I've been Shay from the Kway. You can follow me on Instagram at the Kway_100 or on TikTok at the Kway_.
Yes, and until next time, we will
holla at you.
Bye. Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.